Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Bring in the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith. I always love spending a few minutes with Mike, and Titans played the Texans on Sunday, of course. Noon kickoff with Mike and Coach Mack and the whole crew. Mike, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Boy, these injury situations, a lot of different moving parts for this Titans team to get ready for this game Sunday.
Yes, when you have Thursday practice and your three top tackles are out, that certainly gets your attention. So, you know, there are some challenges, no doubt. The challenge with where the quarterback is, he had yesterday off and from the team periods, basically, and we'll see how he is today. The situation with the tackles, you certainly hope Dennis Kelly is feeling better and can be back out there. And then you are, it looks like, getting closer to getting your first and second round pick as part of the rotation on defense. But, you know, losing Delanie Walker and dealing with that and dealing with some of the other things, I mean, it has been an odd first 2 days of the practice week, no doubt.
Well, you talk about those tackles. Getting everybody blocked for Houston is always a big challenge, even at your best. And, Mike, again, that'll be a huge challenge on this Sunday as well.
Well, and unfortunately, we've had some history having a problem getting J.J. Watt blocked at different points. So that's got to be job one. He played really well in the second half. The trouble with J.J. Watt is Whitney Mercilus and Bernardrick McKinney and Jadeveon Clowney and D.J. Reader, they've got so much help. And, of course, Mike Vrabel knows that very well because he was running this unit at the start of last year when they had all these guys. And so he certainly knows what they are capable of and the havoc that they can wreak, particularly when you don't have your best people. And even more importantly, Kevin, when your communication is not good. You know, that's the big challenge for this group to me, is to make sure that the communication is as good as it can be to hold up in protections if indeed Lawan can't go and Pomfilo has to play next to Spain with the changes they've already had to make on the other side.
We're on with Mike Keith, the voice of the Titans. Mike, man, I have to applaud you. You guys were on 7-8 hours last week, man. But what did you do to make sure you kept your voice nice and strong for this week?
What did I do?
Did you do anything differently?
This is the first time he's spoken since Sunday.
Yes, right. I'm actually not speaking now. I'm speaking through a quarter. I type in the words. And no, I don't know. You just get some sleep and, you know, try to bounce back. I was actually sort of back to normal by Monday midday. I was struggling at the end of the ball game. I will admit that 100%. But, you know, you just got to take it easy and you just don't talk very much and you try to get a little bit of rest, and that's really all you can do. I didn't have a lot of screaming and yelling I had to do during the 4 hour period. So that was good. That probably would have been too much.
That's pretty awesome, man. I just want to ask you that. I guess a lot of people talk about when, you know, players change teams and, you know, they can bring something to the table and talk about different players and scouting and everything else. But when a coach goes to another team, they actually probably have the playbook. How much advantage do you think would Vrabel have in experience, not only understanding the players, but also understanding those offense, their checks and changes? How much do you think that helps the Titans?
I think it helps some, but I think he has so much respect for what Bill O'Brien is going to do. I think he knows what the plays are, but I think he understands Bill O'Brien is going to call them in a way that there's no way to predict. I think, honestly, probably the biggest advantage that he has, Blaine, in that is he knows their personnel, because the majority of this Texans team, especially from a health standpoint, is back this year. And so I think that's where he has the advantage. I think he knows a lot about DeAndre Hopkins, and he knows a lot about Deshaun Watson, and he understands those sorts of things. So from that standpoint, I think he has a bead on them to a certain extent, but I don't think it helps you a whole lot from the standpoint that you still have to figure out a way to stop these guys. And listen, if they're clicking on offense like they were last October 1st, you know, and he was on the other side of that, but he saw the way they got rolling against us, you know, nearly 1 year ago. They're pretty deadly. I mean, they certainly have some parts with Lamar Miller and with the receivers that they have. I mean, it looks like Will Fuller's back for this game. Unfortunately, he can't take another week off with the hamstring. So, I mean, we've got our work cut out for us. So, you know, we've just got to figure out a way to stop them, and I don't know if any amount of knowledge is going to help you with that.
Yeah, Mike, how important is it not to let Watson get off to a good start? He struggled early against the Patriots, and, you know, he really didn't get his feet until the second half.
Well, I'm sure, Mark, that they've been in a position in this offseason where they've taken apart every play that he ran last year as their starter. So, you know, clearly New England had worked on some things and knew some tendencies and did some things to frustrate him. The hope is that the Titans can continue to do that, because when he gets rolling, he is deadly. And what I think is so amazing about Watson is he's so tough. I mean, he can stand in the pocket and take a big shot, will take a big shot to make a throw. He can get outside the pocket and can really run. But the other thing he does so well that we saw at Clemson and that we've seen so far with the Texans is he can get outside the pocket and find a receiver and make a play down the field with the football. Normally, young quarterbacks are sort of either or. They're either okay in the pocket and can take off running, or they're a guy who, you know, just going to scramble and make something happen. This is a guy who can do it all. He has the maturity as quarterback that even when it looks like he's going to run, he's keeping his eyes down the field and can throw the football when he's outside the pocket or it appears as though he's going to take off. He's really an impressive player. I mean, he is wise beyond his years. I think his intelligence is probably the biggest part of his game that has enabled him to be successful early in his career.
Interesting to see how Matt LaFleur, without Delaney, is going to adjust. Do you think we see a lot more three wide receiver sets, or do they stay with what they were doing with before with just different personnel?
I don't know. That's a great question, and I think that part of the issue with that too, Mark, is protection. I mean, you go three wide receivers, then you've got one less blocker, and there's a very good chance that you don't have both of your tackles in this game, and we've seen what Houston's defense, and in particular their defensive line, does against just normal five-man protection. So do you have to keep somebody in for protection? Do you try to spread it out? I don't know, and the other part of Delaney, too, is that blocking aspect to what he does and the fact that you were totally unpredictable when he was a part of the offense because he did everything. So when Delaney Walker was on the field, you didn't think, oh, this is automatically a run play because he's the blocking tight end, or, oh, this is automatically a pass play because this guy can't block at all. He's just a pass catcher. He gave us that versatility. We've lost big in the Delaney Walker injury, and I think that in the development of this offense, you wonder if it will slow it down based on the fact that, you know, he was that piece in the puzzle for whatever they wanted to do. So I think there's probably had to have been a lot of adjustment, and I'm not sure how Matt LaFleur is going to handle it against the Texans.
He'll be on the air for 6 or 7 hours of broadcasting on Sunday. Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans. That was pretty impressive, what you guys did. Congrats. That was great. Mike, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Okay, you're welcome.